Blog Talk Radio.
This is again.
ghetto. Yeah. Can y'all dig it out there? Can you dig it? Talking about the ghetto. Okay, back live, Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show coming at you today from Florence, South Carolina. Previously, we've been on the road traveling, but now we're back home. We're back home so that we can talk about all the good things that's happening here in Florence, South Carolina. Well, that's where we're broadcasting from, our home station. Florence, South Carolina, broadcasting. This is the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce blog show with your host, Ed Robinson. Let me start out by talking about the sin we're going to have to on tomorrow. September the 29th, that's a week from tomorrow, I mean week from Saturday, a week from Saturday, September the 29th, sit in at the Roy Adams Breezeway. You know, there's a great move all over the country for fairness, equality, and justice for blacks. And those of us who are most in jeopardy of black males. I mean, it is just pathetic how we are being shot down and killed and all. But you know, the number one, and this has always been my argument, I always talk about it, the number one key, the answer to all of these problems is education. That's the number one thing. Education, opportunity. Those are the leading two things that we have to fix before all this stuff stops. The two things. You know, I look at all of our elected officials, most especially school board members, and we see and know that the number one problem that we have all over the country is education. That is the number one problem that we have. And if we cannot, or we do not, do more to fix that, the problem will continue to exist. the problem will continue to exist. Again, on Saturday, August 29th, that's a week from Saturday, we are going to have a sit-in right downtown Florence, South Carolina, from 11 o'clock to 2 at what we call the Roy Adams Breezeway. And, you know, it has been named so long, but they're refusing to get the name tags on there. But it's in the 100 block of West Devon Street, the 100 block of West Devon Street, about two doors down from the famous Victories Hotel, Florence Hotel, that's getting so much publicity, talking about how great it is and what a great place downtown Florence is. It might be another 6 months or so, but right now it's just a bunch of rubble. Nothing but construction. You can't get through there. Very few stores open. And but they are promoting it as one of the premier downtowns of the state. I have problems with it because of the lack of diversity. The lack of diversity. Things that when we try to, you know, if we can't grow together, then I say that there is a real problem. But we cannot grow together. And when you tell me that I have to wait until all the white, mostly, and affluent people get theirs, then we'll look out for you, see what we can do for you. Then that's a problem. It's a problem as far as I'm concerned. And why it is that so many of us who are supposed to be leaders accepting that it's just amazing to me. How is it that we can accept that? This is the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce with your host, Ed Robinson, talking about the issues that affect. The name of our show is Let's Talk Blackness. And we ask that you call in. Our call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Call in and let's talk about issues. Now, you know, this is an open mic thing. We can talk about whatever. If you have a particular topic, subject that you would like to talk about, you can call in, have your friends call in. It's not limited to just black folk. We like to hear white folk, Mexicans, gays, whatever. Call in and let's talk about whatever issue that you want to talk about. Promise you that we'll always be polite. And I think that we can agree to disagree. Hopefully we can do that. But we like to have, you know, all sides of the story. All sides of the story. If you have a problem with believing that education is the number one problem because of all the problems that we are having, because of we are so far down on the totem pole, because we're not competitive when it comes to educational issues, Scholastical Awareness. You're down when it comes down to health care. We're up when it comes down to incarceration. We live in the worst communities. We're at the bottom of the income gap. You know, all of those things call for education. And if we were better educated, then we would know, we would be able to deal with the issues that confront us in life. Another thing is that we're just not supportive of each other. And those that have pretty much, who feel that, okay, I have crossed that gap of prosperity and income and I've gone to school. See, that's the first thing they say. I've gone to school and I've work hard studying to earn the position that I presently have. And there's no problem with that. While you were working hard studying, there are others that were working hard picking up your trash. There were others that were working hard doing all the things that you said, well, I ain't going to do. That has to be done in order for society to make it. So the fact that you work hard studying is no different than this other man who's out here picking up your trash. The plumber that fixed your toilets. The carpenters that build your houses. They work hard too. So, but they are doing things that are necessary for you to be able to. But then why is it that you feel that, okay, I'm so much better than they? You know, what about those who have suffered the consequences? Today I was watching a newscast with the Black Lives Matter ordeal with people, but they were people of color, but they weren't considered black folk. How they were saying that they were being targeted by the FBI and that they were being watched and they were on the watch list. And, you know, things just haven't changed. Things haven't changed. People are beginning to fight back now. We're saying enough is enough. I think the time is just a good bit late. How it is and why it is that we have waited so long to allow the system to roll us back to where we once were. You know, there's been no forward-looking experiences for us, a lot of us. It's just a different means of the same old thing. You know, they're going at it a little bit differently, but the final results are the same. Oppression, omission, neglect, depression, denying, you know, all of these things, separating families, strong rules, strong incarceration, killing our will, taking the future of our youth. Where are the black leaders? But that would be nice for someone to do a survey on who do black folk feel are black leaders here in Florence. I'd like to know that. Because if they are black leaders, I need to go to them. I need to say, help me. You know, I don't need to be called a leader. I just want to see fairness and equality. These are things that simply have to happen if we're going to maintain, if the fight is going to diminish. I think people now, it's to the point where people are fed up. You know, I've paid my dues. I've done what I needed to do. And I want my fair share. I don't want you to take from me what I've earned. Not only take it from me from what I've earned, you're taking it from me and giving it to the people whose ultimate goal is to further depress and deny me. You know, I'm a little bit offended, you know, even with the Hispanics. And see, I know that, you know, the deal with them is also a reflection to us. When they talk about, well, we need these immigrants to do the work that we mostly white upper income Americans won't do. We're just too good for certain type things. So we need these immigrants to come in and do this type work for us. And the fact that they do that type work, does that mean that they are less than? Does that mean that they are less than? Give us a call, 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. As I mentioned earlier, we are going to have this sit-in on August 29th. That's a week from Saturday. From 11 to 2, you're going to be right downtown. It's in the 100 block of West Devon Street. The 100 block of West Devon Street, you can't miss it. All you got to do is come down the 100 block of West Devon Street and you'll see it. We'll be there in numbers. And when you come, we need you to bring your lawn chairs because they're limited seating. We're expecting 100 to 150 people, but they're probably only seating for maybe 20, 25 people. So bring your chairs, bring your lawn chairs, and you know we're gonna do. I'm gonna do the show from there on that day. That's August 29th, a week from Saturday, right downtown in the 100 block of West Devon Street, the Roy Adams Breezeway. We're going to be there venting our frustrations. You know, we're not looking for any kind of radical event or anything. We want to go down there. We want to be peaceful. But we want people to know, our leaderships to know, that you're going to have to listen to our voices. We're going to have to be heard. And we're going, since, you know, I tried in the month of July, at the July council meeting, I tried to get the council, the city council, to come and let's meet with the people, the public, at a black church. So that we could interact and have a forum and socialize with members of council with the community. And do you realize I couldn't even get a second on the motion? They have refused to do it. But, you know, I'm not giving up. We're having another council meeting on the 14th of September. And I've got all over the city a petition. You know, that petition we are requesting, we are asking, we are pretty much demanding, you know, council, you there to do the will of the people, all of the people. And we are asking that you meet with us and talk about issues that affect us. And why you can't do that now, if a specific group or somebody calls you and says, hey, we're going to give you a plaque for the wonderful work you're doing. All of you council members, come here at such and such a date and such a time. We'll be there taking pictures and smiling with the news media, putting us on the front page of the newspaper, talking about what a great council we are. But what about meeting with the people that you have neglected? They want to know why. What's your thinking? What's in the pot for us? Where do we go? What do we have to look for in the future? Why have you taken our monies and spent it the way you're there to represent our needs? You're there to better the quality of life for all of us, not those, just those select few. Not just those select few. Things are supposed to be diversified. And then those of you that come to the sit-in, we'll have all the facts to show just how undiversified we are. I'm going to pause here for 1 minute. Be right back. So if you can now, we look for you on the 29th of August at the Roy Adams Breezeway in the 100 block of West Devon Street. That's a week from Saturday, from 11 until 1. We'll be there. And we're going to do our show from there. Our call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce show with your host, Ed Robinson. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Your host, Ed Robinson. Now, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 to 9:30. If you have a specific topic that you would like to talk about, give us a call. And we'll plug it in. We'll talk about it. Get your friends to call in as well. We can, you know, host a number of them. You know, call in, and we can kind of get together and just talk about issues that you would like to talk about. But we want to talk about, kind of keep it on the fact of equality and justice for all peoples. And that's pretty much, you know, the thrust of our show. We want to show that the injustices and the unfairnesses and the lack of diversity. And see, in order to solve a problem, first you have to recognize and realize that there is a problem. Recognize and realize that there is a problem. And anybody that feels that there's not a problem here in Florence, South Carolina, as relates to diversity, racism, you know, and I talk about preachers quite often. And my conversation about is where are they? You know, white preachers they're quiet, but they're active. I see them doing what is necessary, doing, in my opinion, God's will. Feed my sheep. I know that they're, you know, because of our low income, because we are on the low end of the lower end of the income totem pole, you know, we don't have the resources that they have. But, you know, God has given it to them. And they, though they have it in excess, they use that excess to come back and give back to those of us who do not have. And see, you know, they've got it right from the start. They educationally teach their children and their kids to get them to the point where they compete, where they'll be able to move in this fast-moving economy and be able to make the money that they need in order to take care of the church. And when we get past black pastors to understand that when you start working toward helping black folk become more economically independent, then they will be more likely to help the church. They give all they can give right now to the church. And if they would make more, they would give more. They wouldn't give less. And if it's most especially, if you are there with them, and pretty much you are partly responsible for them being able to make more. Because so many of them believe so strongly in these ministers that I think differently. You know, they all live good. They're living very good. And their parishioners are being set up, living without light or water, living without necessary utilities. This is a catastrophe. How is it that these things can happen when the leader, the head of the church, that we give our less? Because they tell people, God wants you to give me the money, and when you give it to me, then God's going to bless you. I don't deny that. But then you, preacher, have an obligation to do what you can to help that person who needs your help to upgrade their quality of life. Help them in what they need to do in order to make more money. You know, they give most of them according to what they make. And if they don't make it, they can't afford to give it.
Break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain.
Okay, I think we needed that little time for an inspirational break. Because we need divine intervention with this. And I think that God is showing his willingness. First of all, what he has to do is to wake us up. My goodness, and so many of us are still asleep. I'm having to have to show you the problem and use the resources that I give you to resolve it. Now, what do we have? We don't have anything. We have, first of all, we have God's side. Because being done to us is wrong. What being done to us is not right is fair. First of all, we got the streets. You know, this prosperity they are looking at cannot exist if we don't let it exist. We're not asking for it. We don't want to stop in prosperity. We just want equity. We want to be a part of that growth in prosperity. We want our children to have a future. First of all, we would like to see our educational system fixed. You know, I brought up the concern about education years ago. And I had a whole educational package that had been approved by a previous council, and the new council came in and took it away. And it's not my job to deal with education. And see, this is a kind of mentality. Now, this didn't come from anybody. Why did it come from a black person? We, as members of city council, in my opinion, we have to do whatever we can to increase the quality of life of people that we represent. Education is the key. And when you got a system where the educational scores are so diverse, what I mean by diverse is you got those who are at the top, and there's such a wide gap in the middle, you know, it causes all of these problems, so many illiterate people that are around. Progressive people do not want to see that. Why should I take my family, my children, or even myself in this environment? If your environment wherein, you know, you've got all peoples being doing well, efficiently, prospering, a job that come, they have the intelligence to make sure that they can fulfill the positions that are there. For high tech companies, we need high brains to those high tech companies. We need to say, hey, I'm black and I'm proud, and be able to deal, to compete. The fact that I'm black don't mean that I'm a man. And I'm proud to be being black, that I've got the brains to do what needs to be done in order to compete with anybody scholastically, educationally. No, don't tell me, well, all I can do is play basketball. I'll give you a basketball gym. But see, you give these kids, see, you can't give them what they want. You have to give them what they need first. You have to give them what they need first. And first of all, they need to know. They need to know. I said, One thing that we have to begin to be from who we are. And what the system is trying to do, because there's a lot of folks who we even get back, and I'm black. We say the word, refer to themselves as being black. That's all. is the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce Blog Talk Radio Show. We every day, Monday through Friday, get to 9:30, and I'll call in 516-455-992. Glad to have you call in and talk with us. Lord God.
about the ghetto. I'm talking about the ghetto. Yeah. Can y'all dig it out there? Can you dig it? Talking about the ghetto.